It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Mkanda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Nae. It's lovely to talk to you again. How are you?
I am well, very much. Thank you very much, Mfundis. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is how does understanding God's character shape prayers?
Beautiful question. So somebody said, when we know right, we do right. So understanding God's character helps us trust Him. It helps us follow Him. And it helps us build our lives around what He has said.
Okay.
In other words, knowing God's character deepens our faith. You know, knowing that God is good, He is holy, and He is just, among other things, helps us come to Him in prayer to burden our hearts and our minds. I have in mind the way David in the Psalms would begin his prayers. You know, oftentimes David would first appeal to the character of God or some attribute of God, and then he would then go on to his pleas. There are quite a number of Psalms that are like that. Let me just read just one verse of a few of them. Psalm 92, this is verse 1. The Bible says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, most holy, most high, to declare your loving kindness in the morning." And so here is David appealing to some attribute, some character of God in chapter 91. In chapter 90, that was 92. In 91, this is what he says. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm.
So now again, he is appealing to some attribute of God. He is the keeper of those who dwell under the shadow of the Most High. Let me look at another Psalm. Here is another Psalm 90. This one, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Beautiful thing. And so attributing prayer to the character of God, knowing this is who God is, deepens our faith. And so when you say God is the keeper of those who dwell under His shadow, and then you ask God to protect you, you know that He will do it because you know this is His character.
Right.
And so Jesus asked us to pray in His name. He said, when you ask anything in my name, that I will do for you. This He says in John chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. And the reason Jesus is saying when you pray or ask anything in my name is because He does not want us to pray amiss, as James says. James says we do not receive because we pray amiss. He says that in chapter 4, verse 3.
Right.
And so Jesus intends that we pray according to His will, according to His character, knowing exactly that when we ask according to His will, we shall receive.
Right.
And so when we ask according to the will of God, according to His character, when we appeal to some attribute, we appeal to it because we know it as belonging to God. Our knowledge helps us pray with faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's
right.
What Hebrews chapter 11, 6 tells us. And so when we pray, knowing some attribute, some character of God, we pray with faith. And every prayer that is made of faith, James tells us, avails much. And so prayer is shaped when we know the character of God and we appeal to that character. Because we are not praying simply because we have hope, but we are praying because we know, and because we know, so we have faith that God will be what he says he will be.
Right.
So it helps us build our lives on what he has said. It helps us follow him, and it helps us trust. He has said he will fulfill. That is what knowing God's character does to our prayer lives.
Mm. So anyone who does not get their prayers right, that means they don't know God. When their prayers are not answered, they are praying amiss. Am I understanding you well?
No. And so, there's a text in the Bible that says that the prayers made years ago were heard. That is Luke chapter 1, verse 13. Now, this is Gabriel speaking to Zacharias, John's father. Now, the problem that this man had was that he had no children. But, unfortunately, his wife reached menopause and could not bear children. So he stopped praying for a child. But then the angel of the Lord comes to him and tells him, the prayer which you have been making, which you stopped making, was answered. And so there are times when we pray and God remains silent. It appears to us that he has not heard our prayers, that he has not answered our prayers. That is different from praying amiss. It is simply God has delayed the answer to your prayer. Not that you have prayed amiss and so you don't have the answer to your prayer. But when we pray amiss, we pray outside the character of God. And as a result, God cannot do what we ask for. For example, when we ask God to kill our enemies, simply because we don't like them, simply because we hate them, there is absolutely no cause. But because they are our enemies, and so we ask God to kill our enemies, God, because there is no cause, will not answer such a prayer because it is outside his character. And so the character of God and knowing it helps us understand the things that we can ask God to do for us, the things that God would do for us. That is why I was saying it deepens our faith in him, because what he said he would do, we know and we believe by faith that he would do according to our prayers when we pray according to his character. And right. So praying amiss is praying outside the character of God. Not that when God delays to give an answer, then we have prayed amiss.
Yeah.
We may pray aright, but God in his wisdom chooses to delay the answers to our prayers.
Right.
We have not prayed amiss, but God has just withheld the answer for the right time. But when we pray outside his character, he will not answer that prayer because it is not in his character to do what we ask of him.
Right. So tell me, the reason why I was asking that question, for instance, is because our question for today is trying to establish that very fact, that knowing Christ, what does that have to do with our prayers and how does that impact our prayers? And you said, once you know Christ, you'll be able to pray correctly. And that's why I was asking then. So if we're not praying correctly, that means we still don't know Christ. Do you understand the train of thought, Mfundisi?
Exactly. Okay, yes, I understand you now. You are very right. And so the example we have on how to pray according to the character of God is in the Psalms. 150 of them. All these Psalms are prayers. This is David praising God, praying and pleading with God. And we have examples of really how to pray according to the word of God in the Psalms. And so here is an example of a human being who really understood the character of God. And so he would appeal to his character, to his attributes, and then he would then make his pleas.
Right.
And so you are very right. When we do not know the character of God, we will pray outside his character thinking that we are right with God and that what we ask, he will do, like the example I had given.
Yeah.
When we ask God to take a life without a cause, we are praying outside his character. That means we don't know his character. We don't know him. because we are praying outside his character. Now, it may be that we know his character and still we want to pray for things that we know God cannot do, cannot give us. That is really just head knowledge of God, and it is really presumptuous.
Okay.
That you expect God, whom you know, that is not of such a character, and you pray, going ahead in your prayer, thinking God will do it. That is just being presumptuous.
Right.
But when we genuinely do not know his character, we would pray amiss. Like we ask for things outside his character, and right. God will just not do right. those things because we don't know okay. him.
All right. I hear you. Thank you very much, Mpunis. Appreciate your time. Let's talk tomorrow. Looking Amen. Forward to your responses Amen. For tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Mpunis.
Thank you,
Mpunis.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day to you, too.
Same to you, Mpundiswam.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.